Our next presenters are going to be Reptile, who have this... We have video. So our next presenters are going to be Reptile, who have a rather RSS feed-like decentralized thing. And our main presenter will be Kevin, standing
spaghetti
right over here. And is that up there? And as soon as they're ready with their thing, Kevin will start talking.
Slight technical difficulties here.
Yeah, Murphy's Law hit us right before the presentation, so. Murphy's Law hit us right before the presentation.
Okay, let's,
I don't know if it, oh, you know what? Okay, don't worry about it. See if you can just get to any website.
We think we'll be able to give you a live demo by connecting to the, using his laptop as
okay,
a server.
Yeah, it's not going to work because it's all wireless. It's different net.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, really sorry about that. It seems like everything failed on us in the last minute. So probably what we're going to have to do is actually just show you screenshots. The code's on the website, and you guys are hackers. You can figure it out. Okay, well, while that's loading, I guess I should probably quickly explain what the heck Reptile is. So it's kind of basically like Google and Slashdot and like Meerkat and your favorite peer-to-peer client all combined into one application and like the best of each application in the same code. I should say that, you know, Reptile should, like, it's really meant to syndicate news. Like, the problem we're trying to solve, basically, is the fact that everyone complains that the news is always biased. You know, I'm sure if anybody has read Chomsky, you know what I'm talking about. But, you know, that CNN is always going to be biased. Time Warner is always going to be biased. AOL, especially when they're getting bigger. And one of the things that Reptile does is it allows you to get news from different locations in a distributed environment. In fact, we don't even care. We have multiple network bindings, so realistically, you can run it over Juxta, or you can run it under GNUtella, long-term, obviously. And I should also say that Reptile should never be used for, like, MP3s or movies or anything like that. Okay. Let me see if I can pull up the website. Hold on a second. There we go. Okay, so this is our little logo. Can you see it? How does the screen look? Is it blurry? Can we turn off these lights, maybe? Maybe that would help? There we go. That's good. Yeah, I think if you could turn those lights off, but... Okay. So anyway, a quick screenshot of what Reptile looks like when you're using it. Looks like this. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Anyway, it's fine. Scroll down a little bit if you could. Okay, so basically, it's got a number of features. It allows you to. We right now have basically two network bindings. We bind to one major network. It's more of an OCS and RCS content syndication mechanism. OCS stands for Open Content Syndication. And what this basically is an aggregate of a whole bunch of URLs, basically. And these URLs point to another XML format called RSS, which stands for Rich Site Summary. And together we have about 5,000 feeds within Reptile. The other network binding right now, which is actually just landed in CBS, it's actually Juxta. And what we're doing is we're actually using Juxta's advertisement mechanism to discover reptile nodes, find, run searches across remote reptile nodes, aggregate the results, and then present them to the user. So a quick UML diagram of okay. So there's, you know, some other really cool things about Reptile. One of the things is we're actually trying to be very agnostic when it comes to network transports. There's a lot of different competing peer-to-peer clients or peer-to-peer technology, and we really don't care. We have a very abstracted search infrastructure within Reptile, so we realistically can run over GNUtella, Juxta, Mojination, or MNet now, and whatever. So, and this actually provides us a really distributed infrastructure. I mean, doesn't matter what kind of infrastructure you're on. You know, one of the end goals is actually that Reptile is very much both a peer-to-peer client, a client-server web architecture, and a daemon architecture at the same time. We were actually going to demo a Reptile node running on this laptop and actually displaying it on here. So there's actually remote capabilities as well. Resistance to network problems is another good thing of Reptile. I'm sure everybody remembers what happened on 9/11. Well, I actually had my Reptile node, and when CNN.com was failing and when Amazon.com was failing, I actually had copies of these websites on my local disk. So these were all syndicated RSS streams that were coming from CNN, and they were coming from Slashdot, and I couldn't get to the live website, but I just pulled them right from disk, and I was fine. If you're really into blogging and stuff like that, this actually provides a really cool thing because you can now take your laptop with you, have a local index of all your friends' blogs locally, syndicate your blog locally. You don't have to actually have a real website to use your blog because since we're running on GNUtella or Juxta, you just publish into that network and you're done. We have a local caching infrastructure. It's called HTCache. It's part of this local another project called Panther. The URL is panther.openprivacy.org. And what it basically does is it allows our search infrastructure to seamlessly train every search result. You can actually get the contents from the search results. So if you're running a search on like GNUtella or Juxta or whatever, and you can't get in, you know, say the search result returns something from CNN. Well, say CNN's down. Well, that's not going to help you out there. So you can actually fetch the contents from the remote peer and have it through the cache. The most important thing, I think, well, one of the most important things is actually the Reptile search infrastructure. This is what actually allows us to support multiple network bindings. And theoretically, it supports local search providers as well. Like, I talked to the author of Icon, and we were talking about actually taking that and integrating into Reptile as a normal search provider. So that way, if Reptile comes across images, everything's used for porn, right? So someday someone will use it for porn, and then you can use Reptile for this. Or if you just happen to be syndicating images, you can do a search for it. You can also do a distributed image search because of Reptile's transparent distributed nature. And I have a UML diagram of that. I don't know if you guys can actually see it. Zoom out one?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Can't read it there, but.
Okay, I'll just kind of move the mouse around here and actually show you what each one of these is because it's probably a little bit hard to read. Okay, so basically you have a client, and we'll call her Alice or whatever, and she wants to execute a search. She wants to find the latest articles of Linux or anything to do with Linux. So she creates she just actually does an HTTP post to Reptile, and Reptile, she builds an action object. This action object actually builds a search request object, which is right here. This search request actually is given to a search provider manager, and that actually figures out which is the best search provider to use. And then we actually call a search on the search provider. the search provider is actually just an interface, and we actually have three implementations of a search provider, four actually right now. One of them is a Juxta advertisement search query, so we can quickly, just through the advertisement cache, search for other reptile peers to run queries on. The other one is a Juxta remote search provider, so you can actually just transparently execute a request on a remote search provider manager on another reptile node and get the results back. The other two are actually article search providers and a channel search provider, and we're actually using a database for that. And then you basically hit, the search provider hits the back end through whatever mechanism you're actually using. We also have potential, like using a Lucene search engine or something like that, or actually running like a Meerkat XML RPC search and returning the results to Reptile. And all these results are actually stored in a visitor pattern, basically. And we're actually aggregating those and returning each page as XML. So we can provide, really quick, very, very quick, actually, result set paging. So you can actually, a search provider can return 30,000 results. You have a question?
Yes.
Go ahead. Okay. That was actually one of the first. What was this?
What the question is, what is Reptile? It's a good one. Well, Reptile is, we'll both try to take a shot at this. Reptile is a content publishing and filtering, gathering mechanism, sort of like the ultimate MyYahoo or something.
It's the ultimate peer-to-peer client. I mean, you could really...
It is kind of, in a way, almost a user interface for all kinds of peer-to-peer clients.
Right. One of the actual things is, it's kind of hard to explain because of the fact, I was trying to simplify the description and saying it's like a Google and a Slashdot and a Meerkat all combined. And hopefully, I'm sorry? Yeah, well, Google, we have a decent search infrastructure, and we'll elaborate that more on the end of the talk, actually. And, you know, Meerkat syndicates RSS. And Slashdot is a weblog type functionality, right? So we have a weblog, and actually each individual peer can create articles that they like, comment on them, and then syndicate those inter-peer.
Actually, one of the reasons why Reptile exists is because we were working on distributed reputation mechanisms, which we sort of put off for a little while, but we're still working on. And we were trying to think what would be a good mechanism for display, showing that we've got reputation. How can we get this out there? How can we build something that will give people access to something that's useful, and we can start building reputations? So we decided to build a Reptile, which has become a lot more than what our original idea was. But it has, when you receive 5,000 channels of news, figuring out which one you want to read, if you can. Attach reputation to it and across a distributed mechanism where the reputation is pseudonymous
the Reptile actually stands for a reputations based portal that uses Mozilla, right? That's what it actually stands for. And we actually think that once we add reputation to, I mean, great. We have 6,000 or 5,000 articles, right? That's way too much information. And if we can actually integrate reputation into it, you know, you can narrow that down to the top 40 articles. So,
it's a reference application.
I actually wanted to show a demo because sometimes it's just nice to actually see what the demo looks like.
In fact, if anyone wants to see a demo, right. Ask him later.
Yeah. If anybody wants to see a demo, I have it on my laptop, but I can't get my laptop to work with this projector, so I can show you in person.
Or download the code and run it.
Yeah,
yourself.
Or download the code and build it. It's both. I mean, it's like three. It's like a client application, it's a peer-to-peer application, and it's a client-server application. What was this question? It can output HTML, but it can also output XML. You can actually run a SOAP. Okay. We can go into Q&A, I guess. Okay.
Do that?
Any
more questions?
Do you have a sense for how well your various search mechanisms scale? You mentioned a couple different approaches, one searching peers and another with a centralized database.
Yeah. local search queries should scale fairly well. We're actually we've abstracted the database, so you can plug in multiple databases. So it's really just the amount of scalability that your local database can provide in that manner, as well as remote queries. That's up to the actual peer-to-peer infrastructure that we're using. If we're using GNUtella and it can't scale, or if it can scale, that's great. If we're using Juxta and it can't scale, that's great. The other aspect is security. Sometimes each peer-to-peer infrastructure has its own security pluses and minuses, and so you can use that. And
so I have a question. So is this like having a local homepage that displays your news you want, and also can you subscribe to other content based on keywords or something?
Right.
Like that?
You can actually do a channel search, and you can type. There's I think right now Reptile actually only has 3,800 channels. It actually knows about 5,000 or 6,000 channels, but we have to actually add support for those channels. And you can just do a quick channel keyword search for like Linux, and you can subscribe to it, and all the search articles will be indexed and updated, presented to you.
You can also publish your own channels, so there's going to be a much greater variety of channels, both for searching and for finding information. The eventual reputation framework, which we'll just wave hands about and say, even more than this demo. Will allow you to be able to find channels and will help the searching scale.
I'm curious what kind of work you've done protecting against reputations being falsified, or what kind of security considerations you've built into your system.
Right, it might be actually better to not talk about it. We can talk about it on the side. We're still working on it, so it's a problem we haven't fully solved yet. We actually think that we have mechanisms that can actually that it's not going to be able to be falsified, but so. Yeah, hopefully we'll actually publish a paper soon. So, anything else?
Any other questions?
Okay.
How much have you integrated with existing infrastructures for distributing news or distributing quick takes on various scenes, for example, the blogging scene or whatnot?
Right.
It seems to me that Reptile has the functionality of a P2P, in other words, instead of having a centralized point where all news is aggregated, like was it Day Pop or Daily Pop, instead everybody might, in a peer-to-peer sense, aggregate to your own machine. And your own machine is the one that's centralizing and organizing and whatnot. And I'm curious if you've done any work with integrating with the existing content that's out there.
Yeah, one of the things that, so that's actually a pretty loaded question. There's a lot of answers to that. One of the answers is that anyone can hop on a Reptile node and resyndicate out. So if you want to run a query on a Reptile node, if you're someone like Daypop, right, and you want to use Reptile to actually pull out articles from the Reptile network, you can do that. We integrate really well with like Slashdot and all these other sites that publish RSS. So, yeah. Does that answer your question? Okay. Right. Fenn is actually creating his own weblog and publishing it to Reptile, I can subscribe to him and republish him. So, yeah. In fact, if I'm subscribing to him and he turns up on a search result, if he returns up on a remote search, he will then be sub-syndicated, right? So, like, I might subscribe to Fenn. Someone does a search on me. Someone finds Fenn in my search results. Someone subscribes to Fenn. So, anything else specifically? Because I have a lot more to talk about. Okay. Okay, and so the search is actually pretty cool because once we actually start providing more peer-to-peer networks, we can actually do like aggregate queries, running queries across multiple hosts in a peer-to-peer network, and actually running queries and combining them across peer-to-peer networks. So you can run a query with search across 15 GNUtella hosts and then another 15 Juxta hosts and combine the results into one search result, which is pretty cool. So the other thing is that one of the problems with the whole content distribution system that RSS uses is that, say, you are someone like Meerkat and you're you have a T1 coming in, you're a centralized blog basically, and you have news coming in and you're indexing it and providing a search results to your users. I'm sure a lot of people have used Meerkat. If your T1 goes down, and you're off the internet for a significant amount of time, there's only a specific window that people keep their articles. It's usually only about 5 to 15 items. So theoretically, you could actually lose news and it can go to dev null. Well, Reptile actually can just say if I shut my laptop and I go on the road and I open it up, Reptile can actually know that, okay, you know what, I've been disconnected for a while. And so I'll go out and ask a whole bunch of peers, what news did you find during this time frame? And all the peers can actually collaborate into finding the latest news, and there won't be any, you know, loose spots. We also actually have advanced search requests, which are pretty cool. They're basically ahead of time compiled search requests. They're usually you just execute them by name. Like, for example, just show me the last 1,000 articles that I've marked as unread, or show me the most recent 10 articles, right? Or search me the most recent 10 that have been flagged as read. So, as far as infrastructure, we're basically basing it right on Tomcat. Tomcat's the web server from Jakarta. It provides our web initialization and application framework. All the presentation, right now we just have a web interface. We're actually trying to get multiple interfaces eventually. It would be cool if Reptile could someday support like a GTK or a Qt interface, and the Qt interface is actually communicating with Reptile via SOAP or XMLRPC. Right now we just have an XSLT-based interface. We're using pipes of XSLT processes to provide a really good separation of content versus presentation. So tweaking Reptile to do anything you want is really, really easy. Underneath the hood, we have a database, Hypersonic SQL. It's really, really, really very portable. It should run on any operating system and without any setup, which is really cool. Installing Reptile is pretty easy because you just untar it and run startup and you're done. Unless you want to actually change the database or something like that. Go ahead, Corey.
Hi, it's actually not a question about Reptile, although I might have one for those. Jamie Zawinski is on IRC, and he's asked anyone at .134 who's running a DHCP server to fuck off, you're breaking the net.
What was this? I'm fucking breaking the net? Was that what he said?
Anyone who's on 134 running a DHCPD, stop.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, yeah, okay, so there are some other things I thought of, you know, while the conference is going on. Like, I thought the Alpine talk was pretty cool. It would be nice to actually integrate with that as another network. Again, Icon, using that as a search provider. The future goals we want to actually work on, one is speed. It would be nice. We actually have to use some of, Xeon and Xerxes for the XML parsing. And some of the newer features that it has are actually pretty cool, but I can't support them yet because of bugs. And I've been playing with it, and I'm getting like 1,000% speed performance. So that'd be cool to land those. It'd be actually cool to actually provide more than one proof of concept of a peer-to-peer network binding. Right now, we just support Juxta. So it'd be nice. It'd be really cool to actually have a proof of concept and support like Juxta, GNUtella, MNET, or something like that. So I think that's another strong point. After this, we actually want to have SOAP and XMLRPC bindings so that you can think of Reptile as just a web application and you can invoke methods on it transparently, well, somewhat transparently. We also want to, reputation is actually really important to Reptile, as we mentioned before, and it's something that we've actually been working on for quite a long time. We have a Sierra reputation framework that we're developing, and that's actually really important because if you have all these URLs, it's too much information. So ideally, we would actually be able to narrow it down to like a top 40 per day so that you don't have to actually look at 1,000 records. You could just rely on your friends to actually change the reputation for some items and use your friends to actually help you collaboratively surf the web. There's some other open privacy technology that's actually in development. We're working on an identity system, sort of like IDsec, single sign-on a la one name, stuff like that. There's also some cool stuff we want to do with Reptile nodes, actually communicating with secure peer groups, where basically, say you're a CIA agent and you're fighting terrorism and you're sitting in Afghanistan. Well, it'd be nice to actually, use a Reptile node and communicate with people in the United States securely, and as well as in a distributed manner. Yeah, is there any more questions?
I had a quick question about search. You mentioned integrating with other networks such as Juxta and Nutella. Does each Reptile node have to integrate with these networks directly, or is there a delegation that can occur where one Reptile node can communicate with another that is actually tied into these networks?
Right. The networks actually aren't required. So, for example, if you want to run Juxta and find it, if you don't like Juxta because it's you don't think it's secure enough and you want to run like Freenet because they think it's more secure, you can shut off Juxta and run Freenet, or you can shut off all of them.
Different Reptile nodes can become aggregators for different kinds of information in some sense, some similar ways to the way meta trackers work in MNet.
Is there any risk of redundant content? In other words, one story being returned by 10 different hosts and showing up as 10 different stories?
That's actually the problem with aggregate search requests. The solution is just to use actually the URL or the hash of the content to just narrow down the results. So, I mean, it's actually a huge problem, and we run queries on multiple hosts, and they all return the same results, but we just remove the duplicates. So.
Again, hand-waving, reputation can get you the one that you want.
You may have already addressed this, but are you just storing the URLs, or are you storing the whole story themselves in the system?
Right. When you actually return a search result, you'll actually get the URLs. You'll just basically get the meta info. If you want to, you can actually ask the remote host to fetch the content for you. In most cases, you can fetch the content directly because you're either on that peer-to-peer network or you can fetch the URL. If you can't for some reason, the Reptile node, you can actually pull the content directly from the remote node. Does that make sense?
Kind of. Does the URL have a capability to point into a P2P network then, or are you suggesting that it will be like a Nutella thing where you can have the URL point to a P2P server?
Is the content on web servers? Because if the content's on the web servers and the web servers go down, say somebody does censor CNN, you've got a bunch of headlines
right.
for a story that no longer exists, right?
Exactly. But if you are running a query and if you want to find web servers and that web server's down, you can just directly communicate with between peers, right?
Is there a means to collaboratively filter my blog against other known blogs in the system so that I can discover stories that I probably should be looking at based on the stories I've identified?
Yeah, one of the goals is the reputation framework. You can actually have like buddies, right? And you say, I trust this person. I give them a trust threshold of, you know, of 0 to 1 of like 0.7 or 0.9. And I trust them, and they found something, and they say it's really awesome. And all of a sudden, it pops up to my top search results because my friend that I trust thinks it's really cool.
But can I discover new buddies by saying, but like an Amazon List Mania, here's the stuff that I have already identified as newsworthy. Find me the intersections with other people's lists of things that they
That's
find
the goal,
newsworthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Using a sort of spooky web of trust.
Right.
Actually, that was just along the same lines. With plain old collaborative filtering, you actually end up being stuck in a whole group of people where you don't actually know who any of them are. You just happen to all have the same taste.
Yeah, collaborative filtering won't work. It'll fail.
In
a large scale, it will fail, especially in a peer-to-peer network with thousands of people. No, that's well. We actually think reputation is a superset of that, right? So,
It sounds like I could route my network traffic through any Reptile node. I could just be like, go get me this web page, go get me that web page, or go get me this content from Gnutella, or go get me that content from JXTA. So I could actually use you guys as like a method of escaping firewalls. And just by, you know, abusing other
peers.
You just
want to get around NAT again, don't you?
Always.
Okay.
It's possible. Maybe. The latency would be terrible. Yeah. But I mean, the other thing is, you can't do. With reputation, if someone's nailing you for content, you can just lower their reputation or cut them out completely. So you really want to try to behave well, right? So.
Okay, we'll just have two more questions.
Can you elaborate on the problems with collaborative filtering across peer-to-peer networks?
Yeah, democracy doesn't work. If you have you know, 14 wolves and one sheep voting over who gets dinner, guess what? The sheep loses, right? So, yeah, it just doesn't work. I mean, ideally it would work, but, I mean, people have people they trust. You know, I might trust Alice, and I don't trust Bob, and someone might have the exact same input, right? And if you actually can have a trust network set up that I trust this person, I distrust this person, you can get much better. You can get the exact same functionality of collaborative filtering without any of the negatives, right?
So last question, anyone? Well, I guess that can be our last question then.
All right, thanks, guys.